You're listening to Zargate's Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargate. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome. Today is such a special day for me. The first ever episode of Zargate's Pulse, and I'm so excited to be coming and hanging out with you guys. My name is Duncan Scott. I am Business Development Officer here at Zargate, and ever since we started the concept of the project, I've wanted to come and hang out with the community because this project is all about you guys, and I have been blown away with the reaction from the community in such a short amount of time. You guys are bringing the heat, the volume, the support, the energy, the questions, the playing. Like, we are so new into this project, but yet you guys are here and it feels like you're part of our family already. So the honor and the privilege of me coming and giving you guys some insight each week is something that I do not take for granted. So I've put together a good little show, I hope, each week for us to come and be together. We're going to start with our community question of the week. I've got some news and updates to bring you. I've got some exclusive insight into what's coming up in the days and weeks to come. And I've got, lastly, some information about some airdrops and some competitions that you can get involved with. So do not go anywhere. Right, let's dive in. Let's get started.
Community question of the week.
Right, we're going to start with our community question, but I know that you guys have a lot of questions. I know you guys want to know more. So come and find me and ask throughout the week. Best place to hit me up is on X. I'm at #D, that's #HASHD. Come and ask your questions. I'll answer as many of them as I can throughout the week. And if there is a trend or something outlying, I will bring it to the episode and I will break it down for you right here. So today's question, which is an absolute banger, comes from Vuk at Alexis203. Thank you for the question, Vuk. It reads, I would like to know more about funding, long-term funding to be precise, and what will make you sustainable, how you will attract a wider audience, and are you going to focus on a game or being a platform? Great question, because I can give you guys so much value here. Let's start with the funding side, because that's hugely important to any project. We all know that. Zargate is going to be raising $10 million this year for our project through the launch of three tiers of investor NFTs. We call them ZG VIP NFTs, but you don't need to worry about that. Three tiers, pre-seed, seed, and private round NFTs with a total fundraise of $10 million. Each of the three tiers of NFTs come with their own individual ROIs. They also have transfer rights. They come with lifetime royalties. They come with exclusive gifts, access to airdrops, a whole host of other things. You can find out a lot more on our white paper, which has just been dropped as well. But the main thing to note on this is that as a community and an investor-led project, we are going to be paying back and prioritizing these investor NFTs over anything else. So that means as a team, we are not generating or taking anything out of the project or any incomes until we have paid back in entirety each of the NFTs and their respective ROIs. Hugely important and a great thing that we all agreed on here in the team. In terms of platform and audience, key thing here is that we are aiming to be a top tier platform for Web 2 and Web 3 games. And your enjoyment is our main priority. So whether you like playing racing games, sports games, strategy games, RPG, fighting games, whatever it is, we will bring it to you on the platform. And all you have to do is play and enjoy, and get the additional motivation of being able to earn Zargate's tokens just by doing what we all love doing, which is playing games. And because we're going to be bringing you top tier games, we're going to be bringing top tier audiences, and we're going to grow our network. And it's going to work both ways, because they are going to bring their audiences to us, and we are going to be sustainable and be able to grow, and we are going to bring our audience to them. And it's going to work phenomenally well. And I'm so excited. And I've got some news later in the show about our next game that's coming up. And you can find out in our white paper as well how many games we're hoping to have on the platform by the end of this year. And that is just the beginning. Right. Vuk, I hope that answers your question about that. Let's dive in to the news.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
So a massive milestone in the project in the last week. Huge landmark day when we were able to publish the white paper for you all. Hopefully you've all had a chance to have a read of it by now. Do send in your questions if there's anything that you don't understand about it or want some more detail on. But a huge shout out to a lot of the Zargates team that have spent a lot of time putting this together. And hopefully it gives you guys a much deeper understanding into just who we are and what we're trying to do over the next 100 years. If you go through the white paper, you'll see information on our technology, on our tokenomics, the NFTs. We dive deep into the marketplace as a whole and kind of where we feel we are positioned. You can also look at things like our launch pad and our staking options, some competitor analysis, and a little bit more of a zoomed out view of our roadmap and where we think we're going over the next 6 to 12 months. So look, if you haven't seen it, I'll put a link to it in the show notes, but dive in and let me know throughout the next week what you think of it. Also this week, we had some pretty major updates within the Retro Drop game that, again, I hope you've managed to take advantage of. We saw the end of Season 1 and the launch of Season 2 of our token allocation airdrops. Season 1, fantastic effort, everybody. All 100,000 gold tickets were sold. So hit me up if you were able to get your hands on some of those and let me know. You guys, excellently well positioned, because there will not be a chance to get them cheaper or with less competition. We go into Season 2 now, and you'll see that within the game, the tickets are available for you to start buying, priced at 2 million each or 6 diamonds this time around. Again, same number available, so do go and grab those before they are sold out. We also added some extra booster for you, grapes, within the game. We got a lot of feedback, and I was seeing some stuff and chatting to the dev team about you guys wanting to have a way of getting boosters for coins, not just for emeralds. So we added grapes for a price of 10,000 coins for you to buy every 12 hours. And that gives you guys a 25% bonus and your first level friends a 10% bonus. So hope you are taking advantage of that. Of course, throughout the week, the best place to keep up to date is on our Telegram announcements channel. So make sure that that is pinned. Make sure that you've got that at the top of your list so you don't miss out on any of these announcements, any of the airdrops or anything else that is going on. Right, let's dive into now what we've got coming up.
What is coming up soon?
Just before I dive into what we've got coming up, I know that you guys bring the love. I know that you bring it on Telegram, on Discord, in X all the time. So if you are listening to this on either Apple or Spotify, please go and drop a review for me. You'll make an old gamer within Zargates super happy. So thank you for your support. And let's dive into what we've got. Cannot start anywhere else than the news of our partnership with the amazing guys at Helio Studios. This was a bit of a party for us here at Zargates, and I hope you're excited about it too, because this is going to be our second titled game, Amakin Survival, which is an anime RPG. But just kind of zooming out wider than that, We've been chatting to the guys at Helio for, I would say, nearly 6 months now, and they are a pure Web 2 gaming platform and studio. So for them to trust us as their first foray into the Web 3 and us as their partner to be able to integrate with is just such a huge testament to the technology that we've got here, the team, the trust, the network that we have within the industry to be able to onboard such an amazing studio. I know you guys are going to love the game. I played it for about the last month or so and absolutely love it. It's a open world RPG with your little Anakin pets. And because it's an open world, you can go into so many different directions with the type of gameplay that you like to play. I won't go into too much detail here, but do head into their website. If you want to find out more, just go to www.heliogames.com/Amakin-survival. Have a read, have a play, and it's going to be available through us very, very soon. We're just completing the integration and the update towards some quests and some tasks for you guys to be able to dive in, enjoy it, and an extra way to earn tokens and that token allocation. Right, I said I was going to give you something exclusive, so here it is. Keep your eyes on our Telegram announcement channel because we're soon going to be launching Zargate's Happy Hour, 1 hour a day via our announcement channel. If you jump into the game during Happy Hour, you're going to get yourself some free emeralds. You can use those to get boosters, get more coins, get more tokens. We've also got our biggest airdrop to date coming out. The first 200 Zargate's gaming NFTs are going to be in some people's lucky accounts. If you were part of season one, then you're in the lottery to get one of those NFTs, fingers crossed for you. And lastly, our secret box winners, they'll be dropping into your inventory if they haven't already. Thank you for everybody that did a review for us on YouTube and Instagram. Greatly appreciated. And you're going to love what's inside those. Right. That's all for me for this week. As I said, come and find me on X. I'm at #D. Hit me up on Telegram. Keep involved with Zargates. And I will see you next week in the next episode.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.